From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Facebook's stock price was much higher when California budget writers were predicting tax revenues back in May. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, the lower price means less revenue than the state anticipated.
Budget writers had estimated that Facebook stock would sell at $35 per share when the company sold a large batch of stock in November. Instead, the share price dipped below $25.
The Facebook hit was a fairly sizable hit for the budget.
Jason Sisney with the Legislative Analyst Office says it amounted to a $626 million decline in expected revenue. But he says forecasters couldn't have ignored what appeared to be a likely tax windfall.
Given the certainty that Facebook was going to generate a lot of money, I don't think it was a very viable idea to just put in zero, but as it turned out, the stock performance was not as nearly as robust as many people projected, and that resulted in less revenue.
Sisney says unexpected personal income tax revenue is making up for some of the loss. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
The California State Auditor has used whistleblower complaints to uncover 9 cases where public employees misused taxpayer dollars or violated laws. Margarita Fernandez in the auditor's office says the improper governmental activities in Tuesday's report have cost the state more than $600,000 combined.
Many of the allegations we receive come from other state employees who see someone doing something wrong at work and they don't put up with it.
The investigations include a bribery case involving employees at the Franchise Tax Board and Secretary of State's office. It's led to 3 convictions and the repayment of more than $200,000 to the state. The audit also uncovered a conspiracy to commit mail fraud at the Employment Development Department and several cases of improper overpayments of travel expenses. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.